hate revolving doors.
I love revolving doors.
Why?
Because it's like gambling. How often do you go through a door where you might lose a hand?
In gambling, there's something that you might win.
Yeah, and the winning is going through a door. Yeah.
That's like, with a person that's got so little hopes and aspirations, John, I thought you'd have realised that.
That's like saying you don't like escalators, or the ones at the airport that don't even go up. They just make you walk a bit faster.
I like those.
They're just different dimensions of a revolving door.
No, they're just a joke. What's the point of them?
They revolve.
I don't like them.
It's basically...
We spent half an hour talking shit. So we record and ask questions about us talking shit.
Wait, let me finish. If you didn't have the revolving, if you didn't have the revolving door, you would basically have like a big archway. So this way, you can keep the heat in the room while people can still be coming in and out. That's why they're there for it, is to keep the heat in, John.
There are other ways of doing that.
Yeah, like an airlock. This isn't Alien. You're not fucking... What's her name?
You need to have an
John,
airlock.
What's the name of the actress from Alien?
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, you're not Sigourney Weaver, John.
Just have... It doesn't need to be... You don't need to have an airlock. You just need to
have...
The
reason why John's got a problem with it is he's the Xenomorph. He got shot on the outside and vacuumed into space.
You could just have...
Do you, like, freak out every time you see a revolving door? Are you in, like, the lobby of some big hotel and you're like, they're coming out of the goddamn walls!
Just get really anxious.
If I have a choice between going through a revolving door and quite often when there is a revolving door, there'll be a door at the side for when someone actually needs to get through in a hurry, I'll take the door that is for the people in a hurry because... Can't stand revolving doors.
One of the best highlights of my life.
On another note. No! I want to do this, Rob!
Tesco in Huntingdon replaced one time revolving doors. And they got rid of them.
God fucking damn it, John. My point is equally as valid as yours, and I'm going to goddamn say it.
And also, one of the funniest moments of my life where I laughed and had just a little moment to myself, and it's happened more than once. It's where I've got distracted going through a revolving door and had to go through it twice because I've ended up back where I started.
Yeah, they're stupid, aren't they?
Like Will Ferrell in Elf.
Yeah, it just, also brought a little, just brought a little joy to my heart. I was like, that was silly.
Hi, I'm the John that had a falling out with a gyroscope.
And I'm the John that hates revolving doors.
And I'm not John, and this is Would John Rather. This is a podcast where I ask two people, both with the name John, would they rather? So welcome. And we'll dive straight in. So, John, would you rather everything that you ate was sweet or everything tasted savoury?
I'm going to go with sweet, because just because it tastes sweet doesn't mean it's coated in sugar. So I'm hoping to keep my teeth for a long period of time, and I think eating sweet things is awesome, because it's what you crave. I've recently started attempting to run to lose some weight, because living in a hotel and eating loads of nice, tasty, savoury food is putting on the pounds. And at the end of a nice run, I just want something sweet. I just want something sugary. I just want something to pick me up again. You know, I appreciate savoury food, but if it's one or the other, I'm definitely in sweet camp.
Well, I'd actually go the other way. I think I would prefer to always have savoury. One of my biggest concerns about always having sweet things is, well, first of all, as John alluded to, it's either going to be sugar and you're going to gain a lot of weight, or it's going to be some sort of artificial substance like aspartame, which is going to be carcinogen, and you're going to die of cancer.
It's going to be a what?
Carcinogen.
Carcinogenic.
Carcinogenic. Or carcinogen.
Yeah, no, I wasn't sure if he was being scientific or had just named a new Pokemon I hadn't heard of, but...
Anyway, and...
I'd eat a Pokemon.
I'm rather partial. It's gonna the Pokemon, I think, would probably be savoury. It's gonna be meaty.
I mean, it would depend. Yeah, because you'd look at one like the pink fluffy ones, and you'd go, oh, they'd probably be quite sweet, like candy floss. But in actual fact, you've got like grass type ones that would probably taste like vegetables, and then a lot of the other ones would probably either taste like mud or meat. So they probably would be savoury. But then in saying that, I mean, that doesn't, just because I said sweet or savoury, don't forget there are crossovers. So you could have sweet and sour chicken.
Maple bacon pancakes!
Maple bacon pancakes.
Yes.
Salted caramel.
Salted caramel is still sweet. that would still fall in the sweet camp for me. Same as like sweet and sour, sweet and sour. But then where like a fruitcake can be quite savoury.
What about sweet potatoes? Where are they for?
Sweet. The clue's in the title. Oh,
I'm sorted.
The clue is in the title.
It's like a vegetable, isn't it?
They're not called savoury potatoes.
All right.
When I'm in a restaurant.
What grows on it?
Eggs.
What grows? What? There we go, obviously. Clue's in the name, Matthew. Christ almighty.
But did you say that eggs grow off sweet potatoes?
No, I said what grows on an eggplant. Keep up.
Ah.
Anyway, when I'm in a restaurant, I definitely prefer getting a starter to a dessert. By the time you get to dessert, you're on to... They start making the portion smaller and charging more. I've noticed this.
Yes.
Because you're desperate for something sweet and you'll go, oh, £9 for a piece of cake. Oh, wow.
Who paid £9 for cake?
He's no, well, this is the thing. I don't. I'm going for the starter. It's a rip-off.
He's based in London, don't forget.
I'd much rather pay £6 for 3 prawns and a tiny shred of lettuce. No, I wouldn't.
I don't eat prawns.
Good point. I'd pay £8 for mushrooms that have been stuck in a pan with some garlic butter. Oh.
I just think you're going to probably get better value for money. They're going to make more of an effort. It's not going to be from the freezer, reheated. It's going to actually have been prepared if you go for a starter. If you go for the dessert, it's going to be pre-packaged by some third-party company that's completely nameless and soulless, and it's going to be crap. And
so when you get your one starter, £9 for it. When you get your one starter for like £6-7, I go and get Unlimited Ice Cream Factory for next to nothing, and I can eat my own body weight in ice cream. I'd love that. I really would.
I think you're comparing two different things, because if you're in that kind of restaurant that offers the unlimited ice cream, they probably also offer unlimited bread on the table.
Wow, bread. Aim high. Aim high, John. Aim high.
Garlic bread?
No.
There are a lot of people out there that would kill for a good piece of garlic bread. I've met some of them. They're mad, but...
Are you staring in the mirror right now?
No.
Garlic naan that you like.
There's definitely merit to both you're saying, so I'm going to throw you a little curveball just to see if this changes anything. Now, I did just say everything you eat, but let's change it to everything you ingest, so drinks as well, because that makes things a bit more difficult.
So well, coffee with two sugars, that's sweet, that's fine.
Yeah, but a coffee with no sugars is bitter, making it savoury.
I don't think it changes anything, to be honest. When I go out to have a drink, I go for a beer or a whiskey. I don't go for the sweet as hell cocktails and the fruit punch.
You've not lived here. I do good mango daiquiri. I do like rum, but a really well prepared mango daiquiri is amazing. It's like the adult version of Slush Puppy. It's wonderful.
So all I've got from this conversation is, in a generic couple, Trice is the wife and you are the husband. You want a whiskey and a steak, and that's it. And John wants a glass of wine with a dash of lemonade and a tub of ice cream while watching Bridget Jones.
I said a daiquiri, not a spritzer, you heathen.
Well, you know, how many people...
In hospitality, I thought you'd know that.
How many people sit at home and have a daiquiri?
I don't want to live in a world without roast potatoes cooked in goose fat.
Mm. I don't want to live in a world without sticky toffee pudding and custard. How much do you love roast potatoes, John?
More than I love you.
Whoa.
Did you?
I mean, John, let me ask you this question. Like, you're an adult. There is nothing stopping you. Like, we all used to envision when we were kids, you can have ice cream for breakfast. You can have an entire Victoria sponge for dinner. There is genuinely nothing out there stopping that from being the reality. And yet...
Are you saying I haven't done that?
You have.
Because I would like to inform you, you are wrong.
There's a difference between you have done it and you do it. Having once in a blue moon ice cream for breakfast isn't doing it. If you genuinely preferred sweet things, you would have a Arctic roll for breakfast and spotted dick for lunch and flan for dinner. There's nothing in the world.
This is a hypothetical situation. This is a hypothetical situation you're putting me into, where I've got no choice about eating cornflakes, which are bland and savoury and boring, or having to make do with having something sweet. I'm not going to force myself to get diabetes just to win an argument.
No, but
I think that's exactly what you're doing.
I'm just eating three bags of sugar. What are you going to do about it? Well, we finish the podcast. I'm pretty sure you're going to have a heart attack.
Next
I don't
week.
Care, I feel like a hummingbird!
Next week, and I'm the John with only 1 foot.
That's what would happen.
That's next week's intro. Thanks for that. wishing my life away.
But, yeah, I was just curious because obviously you were the first to go, and that was, you went for the initial answer, and you grasped sweet with both hands, and I don't mind however you want to live your life, but I'm just saying that you are aware.
Can we talk about John getting gout? Can we talk about his eating potatoes in goose fat and all the urea crystals building up in his toes as we speak?
It's not as prevalent a condition.
Prevalent.
In the NHS as...
Are you deliberately pronouncing are you deliberately pronouncing words wrong, John? Because I didn't mention it the first time, but I was like, is that how that word's pronounced? But I feel like you're just deliberately doing it to see if you can get away with it, because you're more educated than us both.
You put me off my game.
I think you guys just need to stop this. I pronounce some words differently to you. That's fine. We can get along
different
with that.
Wrong are two different things.
To be fair, I get a lot of stick because I pronounce it the Caribbean, and everyone tells me I'm wrong. But that's how they say it there. So surely that's right. If I wanted to pronounce my name Matthew, you guys can't tell me I'm wrong.
You can.
No, because it's my name. I own it.
Well,
I think your parents decided what your name was.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to bypass the current question we're on and come back to it shortly, because now both of these Johns have irritated me because they've told me I cannot pronounce my name Matthew. So, would you rather spell your name John with a H or without a H?
Keep strong. Don't give him an answer. This is solidarity. Or as you probably said, solidary or something.
No! Why have you turned on me?
I turned on you and I had a pop at John at the same time. I'm doing all right. I'm on four. I had a Mars bar at the right time.
That was the very first question I ever wrote down when brainstorming questions. And I was waiting until it was like episode 100 or something, like a big one to bring it up. And John, this was just something where he touched me in the wrong way about that. That I was like, right, fuck you.
I don't really know what I said that was so insulting.
No, neither do I. It just tickled me in the wrong way. And then somehow... I don't know whether you message each other privately while we're doing this, but somehow you both knew not to say a single word and put your middle finger up in the air. And I was really excited. I was like, oh, this is going to be such a cool little takeaway from this episode. It's going to be different. And then you both ruined it.
I don't like how you're trying to pit us against each other.
That's what we do.
Not on something so personal.
Yeah.
You're close to the bone, Matthew.
It's pronounced Matthew. So that didn't quite go to plan. I'll attempt that at a different time. So back to sweet or savoury. Should we get a roundup of your arguments and then I'll make a judgment?
If you want.
I've kind of forgotten that we were talking about that.
We may have gone slightly off topic, of which I've cut most of it out because it wasn't entertaining listening. We've been recording this episode for 6 hours so far, and you're on minute six. So you can just see how much effort it takes going into one episode. So, yeah, try and cast your mind back to 2-3 hours ago. Sweet or savoury?
Well, I don't want to die of diabetes.
So you're going to die of gout instead.
Or cancer.
Slowly and painfully.
So I'm putting my camp in the savoury camp because I... love a good roast dinner, and I don't care for the cheap desserts that are overpriced.
And John, closing statements on sweets?
I don't care for gout, people have lived long and happy lives with diabetes. Yeah, sweets are good. Sorry, well, I got a text from the wife and she totally distracted me. Sorry, guys. I know it's for hosts.
Well, I'm going to make my decision based on three factors. Number one, my preference.
Number two, closing argument.
apparently, this went from not sweet or savoury, but what would I rather die from? And number three, dedication to their argument. And due to distraction while making his closing statements, which is never the time to do it in a court of law, so why is this any different? Due to the fact that I think I'd probably be okay dying from gout, and the rest of them sound like quite life-altering things in comparison, really. Maybe I'm just uninformed about gout. Please, the Gout Society, get in touch and inform me. And also, via Twitter at WoodJRather, where you can send us all of your questions that you'd like me to ask the Johns, or you could send it to the Johns that they could ask me. We'll work through them. And I prefer savoury. I occasionally get a craving for sweet. I think the biggest thing I'd miss is chocolate milk or milkshakes. But other than that, I'd much rather have a bag of crisps than a muffin. So savoury. Savoury wins. Took us long enough, but we got there, didn't we, ladies and gents?
We got there.
Go on, John. You can savour that victory.
Oh!
I'm not bitter about it.
That was very sweet of you.
Indeed.
I think he already knew halfway through. I'm pretty sure he could taste the victory coming. Oh, everyone else gets a laugh at their taste puns, but I don't.
It's just the wrong flavour of humour for that sort of pun, man.
Something about umami. Right, well, I have got two questions which I really can't decide between for this week. So, you can have one that's a little bit out there and maybe not as easy to answer because it's a bit specific and odd, but potentially could be quite interesting, or something that's quite serious.
Is this the would you rather question? Would we have a serious question or a random question?
No.
I'd rather have the out there one.
Well, as it happens, I would rather
have... Fuck's sake.
How did you not see that coming?
I don't know.
Oh, you've only got yourself to blame.
I was just distracted by all of John's racist comments he just made.
Yeah, John.
Oh, yeah. You know John.
John and his racism. Okay, I quite like the out there one. Should we go for that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. In reference to the children's story, would you rather be the pig that built his house with straw or the pig that built his house with sticks?
Neither is preferable.
I wasn't going to make it easier for you. Could you imagine being the last one to answer and being, yeah, would you rather be the pig that built his house with straw or with bricks? And you ended up with the straw going,
Don't they both get eaten?
Yes, that's the version of the story I'm going with. There's two versions. I think in the original, they got eaten, and the pig in the house of bricks didn't. And then they made it nicer for kids, so that the first pig ran to the second house, and then the second pig ran to the third house.
And that's the version I was going with. I was going to just have less running, because I do enough of it at the moment anyway.
Yeah, so, I mean, in that case, that's literally the only difference, so...
I would prefer to build my house out of sticks because it involves less running. But it doesn't matter because it's futile and I'll die anyway.
I'd rather build my house out of straw because if I'm going to have it blown down anyway, I think straw would be a bit less effort in the first place.
So and Wi-Fi going from room to room would be better because it's passed through the straw easier.
Yeah, just frantically googling how do I distract a wolf.
Well, exactly, and if I do have any trying to
Google what should I build my house out of, and you get like the wrong web pages coming up going, no, I don't want to know if I should build my house upon the sand. I want to know what to build my house of, not on. Bloody autocorrect.
So. If I was going to build my house and have it blown down, I think it would be easier to make it out of straw in the first instance, and then there's a chance I might still have some energy left over to fight the wolf. Whereas, you know, if I've got to cut down trees, that's probably more effort overall, and I'm going to probably be exhausted by the time the wolf comes around, and I'm just going to sit there while he eats me. Whereas, you know, if you've made out of straw, slap, bam, it's done in a few moments. And, you know, I've still got energy to fight on, live for another day, maybe. I mean,
I believe I'm making my house out of sticks, not logs. Because sticks are structurally stable.
Just a quick...
Sticks are vast and abundant in the woods nearby.
John, sorry, just to interrupt for a second, but I just want to point out how John has just cost us our entire listenership of Thatchers, because he's been talking about how easy straw is to work with. So that's our listenership of Thatchers gone. You've managed to alienate them from us. Thank you, John. But do continue, other John, about sticks. I'm riveted.
As I'm saying, sticks are... Well, that's a house made of steel. That's a different story entirely.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, sticks are abundant. Sticks are everywhere. You know, you go into some woods and you find them. Straw, on the other hand, this time of year, how are you going to find straw? September, October would be a really, really good time to find straw. So you'd be struggling. So I reckon I'd have my house done in 6 to 8 hours, maybe, depending on how much like twine or string I had to lash it all together. You'd be waiting a good several months for the right amount of straw, because most people, when they have their roofs rethatched, they plan ahead and they get the materials ready and they get their supplies sorted out pretty soon. So,
sorry, barnyard animals, but no straw for the next 3 months.
The farmers have got a stock of it. If you've decided to build your house now, you don't have any stock of it, and you're going to reach farmers. Can I steal your animals' food? And they'll be like, no.
They don't eat straw, they eat hay.
So then why was your argument of depriving farmyard animals of their food being valid?
I didn't mention it was food, it's their bedding.
he's got you there.
He does, he's definitely got me there.
I'm quite interested with the... Now that I've heard your arguments, it's exactly how I should have known it was going to go. But I was thinking more that it was the fact of, well, if I'm in the house of straw, I'm going to get eaten first. So it would be whether you'd rather be the one that got to live a bit longer but knew what was coming, or just not know what was coming. And so that was quite interesting for me. And it makes sense.
Can I go down a different track?
No.
I've been thinking about this a lot in the last few minutes. And as it goes, I think generally in the housing market, there is a premium on thatched housing because of, you know, it's seen as something quite aspirational, it's very quaint. You know, so I think...
Are you about to say you want to die a rich pig?
So I think the potential increase in value in the housing market is going to be more for the thatched roof, and you know I think I'd end up with a lot more equity,
bringing home the bacon, if you will.
Bringing home the bacon to pay for my lavish lifestyle that I'm going to live while I'm waiting for my inevitable death by being eaten by a wolf.
Well, I'm going to go with the theory of, if I build a nice twig log cabin, I can rent it out to some backpackers and use the money that they're going to give me to rent a nice flat somewhere in the middle of a city centre.
It's very seasonal,
wolves,
though,
where
isn't
urban
it?
Wolves aren't. Well, log cabins are pretty, because they're in the woods. You could have it by a lake, and you could rent it out through the summer months quite happily. And then if it's in, say, a Scandinavian country, or it's in like Scotland or Wales, someone can use it as a winter retreat. Put up a Christmas tree, have some decorations there, and people can have weekend breaks.
See, the worry...
People like that. And if I have a hot tub, who's not going to want to have a hot tub in the nice, cold, crisp air?
The worry you've got with renting your log cabin out is, especially in this universe that we're living in, is you might have a witch rent it out to try and trap two young children that are lost in the woods to try and cook them, or a wolf might come to eat you, or just rent it out in general so it can dress up as an old lady to attract those backpackers. I mean,
and then it's the letting agency that's got to deal with it. I'm just the owner. As long as I get my money, the letting agency take their cut, they've got to deal with that shit. That's what they signed up for. They're making money out of me for having to deal with leaky sinks, for people breaking mirrors, for organising the bookings. It's what they do to earn their keep.
So you've thought even further out the box of, I'm going to build my house out of sticks, and then I'm going to be Babe Pig in the city, renting out my expensive house to make money to pay for my two-bedroom flat down in...
As somebody who currently lives in rented accommodation, I don't want to be a landlord. I just think that they're an evil breed. And so that's my reason I wouldn't want to rent out my stick cabin.
You don't have a stick cabin. You have a straw house.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I would rather have my straw house, which I will sell on in the housing market, but I'm not going to rent it out to people. I think that's exploitative.
As an actual homeowner that owns a house made of bricks and mortar, I see no issue with it at all. And when I've made my twig cabin millions, I can look down on you from my ivory tower in West Ham and not worry about it.
Very delicious. West Ham. Right, I'm calling it there. John wins for West Ham.
No, I didn't get anything for ivory tower.
No, nothing for ivory tower. But no... It's a very good point. It was quite interesting that one of you is a homeowner that wants to rent out their property and the other one doesn't own a property that doesn't want to rent it to anyone.
Proletariat.
So it was quite interesting.
That's what it is.
But I think in actual reality, it was a fact. You both did really well. I wasn't sure how that question was going to go and I'm really happy with it. But the fact that you went, well, I'm going to build my house out of sticks and not live there and someone else can deal with the problem of wolves, that's the most intelligent option you could go. So, yeah, a worst case scenario.
Oh, my God. And I came up with that.
You did. There was...
But, yeah.
We should probably... I should probably explain, because I've never actually explained in this show. It was pointed out to me by one of the Johns, not going to say which one, that they don't know what the questions are going to be before I ask them. I mean, I come up with these questions pretty much just before we start recording, 9 times out of 10. To be fair, these ones this week I had planned ahead for, which I'm trying to do more, but they have no prior knowledge of what the questions are going to be. I occasionally bounce around themes possibly off of them, but they're normally for way in the future and no specifics are ever discussed. So everything is completely, completely improvised, which is why the quality and humour is sometimes subpar, we must admit. But we're getting better.
Yes. Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
We are getting better. I mean, this week was absolutely full of puns. And I'm hoping this will be a continuing theme. But yes, overall, I think on this beautiful sunny day, John, House of Sticks, rent it out to some people that want to be one with nature and just sit comfy in town.
I'd also let people bring their dogs to my stick cabin because that would vastly open up my market.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, they're both a fairly high arson risk, so neither are good ideas.
It's the risk you take. But if you've got like good enough contents and building insurance, you should be fine. You should be covered for the full rebuild.
Very good point. I feel like you had something that you kept trying to say before we move on to the question for myself, not John. Obviously not. So, is it that time for me to be pressured into answering a question?
Would you like to be pressured into answering a question?
There's many things I'd like to be pressured into doing, John, but now is not the time nor place to discuss them. If we could move straight past on to the question you have for me.
Okay, so this week's question for Not John is, would you rather be sold into slavery but have lots of slave friends, or be a slave owner with no friends or family?
Wow! Fantastic!
Remember Kanye said slavery is a choice.
I mean, I have to be very careful what I say. Are we talking about today, 21st century, 2018? Like,
I mean, I didn't right specify. Now. I mean, it's kind of open to interpretation, I suppose.
Well, so is it either making trainers in a sweatshop or picking cotton in a field or pushing blocks up to make a pyramid?
I mean, none of them are particularly great, are they?
Pyramid's been around for a while. You could be like, I built that. The whipping's probably not very fun.
You could teach your children to teach your children's children to teach your children's children that could then one day be a contractor that builds stick houses for pigs in the middle of a forest. Well, I've already got my answer, and you can tell me if I'm cheating, but I don't think I am because you didn't specify. If this was back when slavery was the norm, I would 100% have to go for the slave owner because I just would. Why would I want to have a subpar quality of life when I could have a good life, a comfortable life? And if I'm a slave owner, it's probably because I'm okay with the fact that I'd own slaves, so I'd be okay and happy. And if I was genuinely how I am right now, then I would probably free them all, and then I would have lots of friends because I've freed the slaves. However, if it was today, like, I've got to make that decision right this second in today's society, then yeah, I'm going to become a slave. Because, I mean, there probably are slaves that exist still, but I don't
almost
think...
Almost certainly.
Oh, well, yes, definitely.
No, yeah, definitely.
But I feel like, actually, their quality of life is probably even worse because they need to be kept a secret even more. But, I mean, once again, I could just become a slave owner and then go, oh, I'm a slave owner, I'm going to free all my slaves. It's not good economics, but it's kind.
You're a slave owner. No, you have no friends and family. You can't just bend it so that you do have friends and family. You release your slaves, you've still got no friends and family.
And they're just slave. I just have to work for them. I'm not like tortured or like a sex slave or anything like that.
Well, I mean, it probably depends how you behave.
It depends if I've been a naughty boy. If it was 150 years ago, I'd be the slave owner. If it was now, I'd be the slave. Just because I believe in social norms, and back then it was normal to own slaves, so no one bat an eyelid. And I care what other people think about me. Nowadays, yeah, I think I'd probably get judged. So that's that simple. Plus, back then, if I've got loads of slaves, then I've probably got lots of money, which means I've got money, which means I've got bitches.
That don't like you.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
They're your slaves.
Slaves. I've had plenty of partners before that didn't like me.
Well, I'm glad that you've managed to take such a potentially serious conversation and break it into such a simple answer. I mean, I think that's the beauty of the way you answer these questions. The beauty of Matt logic.
Yeah, exactly. And we want to take these serious topics, and we don't want to make them dark or unhappy. I just answer in my heart is, would you rather? No answer is preferable. And it's not necessarily, it doesn't express my actual intentions, because it's just a bit of fun, isn't it? You really put me on the spot, and I was like, I've got to answer this how I would normally answer them, but I need to tread carefully. Well, I've not been John, and in my past life I was a slave owner.
I'm John, and I'm probably going to die of diabetes, but I'm cool with it.
I've been John, and that's all, folks.
And this has been Would John Rather. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
I wasn't listening. Did you just say you have a girlfriend?
Not a girlfriend.
A lady of the night.
This is the lady of the night. Oh, yes. A lady of the night.
That isn't really a reply to my question.